President. India extends a warm welcome to the delegation of ECODA and thanks them for the presentation of their national report. We appreciate ECODA's efforts in taking necessary steps to achieve significant progress in protecting and promoting human rights through various measures outlined in the national report. We welcome ECODA's efforts in effectively tackling the prison system crisis and appreciate the preventive measures taken towards achieving durable solution to the crisis. We welcome the strengthening of legal framework to prevent and protect the victims of trafficking and also commend the efforts to prevent and eradicate violence against women through the 2019 to 2025 National Action Plan. In the spirit of dialogue and constructive cooperation, India recommends the following to ECODA. One, continue to strengthen initiatives to provide an effective response to the situation of food insecurity and child malnutrition, particularly in rural areas. Two, continue to intensify efforts towards effective management of prison systems. Three, step up efforts in terms of adopting necessary policy measures to implement the rights of the child in line with the convention. Four, enhance efforts to provide human rights training and awareness raising programs to law enforcement officials, judiciary and media. Finally, we wish ECODA all success in its future endeavors. I thank you, Mr. President.